What's up, girls, gays, and theys? Welcome to The Thought Topic, a comedy podcast about surviving your 20s. And honestly, we could all really use some help. It's me, Christian, your thought therapist, here to help guide you to the best of my thoughty knowledge on all things adulting. So, let's get it, shall we? Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of The Thought Topic with your host, me, Christian Sanchez. Whew. All right, thotties, this week we are talking about how to be a good friend, how to be a real bestie. This week we're talking about bestie vibes only, and how to navigate friendship breakups. So sad. So, y'all, we're gonna get into it, but first, let me do some quick announcements, a little check-in, a little life update for ya. So, announcements. Of course, y'all, check out our new website. That is ChristianTSanchez.com. That is my actor website, / The Thought Topic Podcast. And there's a hyphen in between The Thought Topic Podcast. So, y'all, if you go to the website, you'll be able to see the landing page for The Thought Topic. You'll get every piece of Thought Topic info you need, links to past episodes, to the Patreon, to submit a thought tale. You want to submit your little thoughty stories there. And most importantly, how to subscribe to our newsletter. If you subscribe to the newsletter, you'll never miss any Thought Topic content. Also, shout out to Savannah. She fucking killed that website shit. And she puts out the newsletter. So you guys want to go check out her work. It's fucking dope. And the collage looks amazing. At least have the best business manager there is.
You're only saying that because this is the second time that we're recording this.
I know. Okay, real quick, I just would like to say Savannah and I have been recording for like the past hour. And I may have lost half my content. So this is round two. The content's still just as good. I hope y'all are excited. Like I said, we're talking about friendships today. And I'm sure you're all wondering, Christian, this is the thought topic. Don't you normally talk about, I don't know, whore shit? That is correct. We do. But this is a survival guide for your 20s, y'all. It's NEDS declassified for being a grown-ass bitch. So I think it's important to talk about friendships. I think it's especially important to talk about friendships because just like relationships, they are important. So if you're only putting your energy into your romantic or sexual relationships, you're not going to have any fucking friends for when you eventually break up with your boyfriend, Courtney. So that's why we're talking about this today. So I'm going to help you thotties learn how to be good friends. I, you know, haven't always been a good friend in my life. Sometimes I am a phenomenal friend, but I really try my best to be, so I want to share my tips with y'all. But first, we're going to do some check-ins, just a little few life updates for y'all and a little warm-up topic before we get into our seshy poo this week. Okay, real quick, Savannah, I want you to share this with the podcast. So if y'all don't already know this, Savannah and I live together. So not only do we work on Thought Topic together, but we also do pretty much everything else together. The other night I went out with some friends of mine and Savannah was chilling at home. And I get a text from her that says, there's a fire. There's a fire outside our building. And I was, you know, of course, fucked up. So I was like, what? Is everything okay? Savannah, I want you to tell the story real quick. Let the thotties know just the what happened.
Well, I was sitting on my couch and I heard like a crackling noise. But there's like, we live on the second floor and there's like a building behind us and they have backyards. And so I just assumed that they were having a little bonfire moment, you know, like really enjoying themselves.
So it was a bonfire. You're like, oh, how cute. Summer vibes.
I'm from the fucking Midwest. So like everyone is having just a casual bonfire
in Manhattan.
I didn't even think about it, but anyway, so then I like get up to go into my bedroom and I look out the window to like go see how their night is going. Like it sounds like they're vibing, and I go out there and the neighbors in the backyard are trying to put out this giant ass fire that was like happening in between our like buildings. There's like a fence that like divides us, and the fence was just on fire. And so our guys across the street decided that they were going to help us out, thank God.
Oh, my God.
And, like, grabbed their hose and their ladder and started putting it out. And, like, the fire was already out by the time the firefighters got here. So, like, shout out to our neighbors. Y'all are the real ones. Like, thank you for saving our lives.
Doing more than any fireman ever could, honey.
Literally. Yeah, we have no idea how the fire started, but, you know, fun times.
I love how you were, like, seeing the glow from the flame in the living room, like, wow, they must be having a good time. It's pretty lit. And you're like, oh, fuck, my building's about to be on fire.
Yeah, I just, like, look out, and there's, like, a tall-ass flame. Like, literally, the flame was, like, as high as, like, our window. Like, I was making eye contact with the fucking flame.
Stop. It really was lit. It was fucking
lit. It was
lit
as fuck.
Just the Hell's Kitchen things.
I wasn't the only one. Everyone else was too. They had an entire audience. Everyone clapped for their neighbors at the end of the day. It was really a great bonding moment.
Okay, can I just say something? I hate when there's a public applause. I know, like, that sounds kind of contradicting being a theater bitch, and that's literally, like, part of my profession. But whenever there's, like, okay, you know the part in quarantine when everyone would go outside and clap for essential workers?
No, because I was in Michigan. Everyone hated each other, I guess.
Oh, okay. No, that was a thing. Okay, yeah. That was a thing in New York that every day, the first, like, month of quarantine, that people at 7 p.m. would go outside and do a round of applause. Like, a little...
Oh my God, that's like when we were in college and that like midnight of like finals or whatever, everyone would scream.
The midnight scream? Oh, that was also cringe.
That was, I never knew that it was happening. And then I would just hear screaming and like think someone's fucking dying.
But see,
it's
I
just
thought
college
it was
students being fucking stupid.
Yeah. See, okay. Anyway, any kind of like unorganized, like public, like behavior like that. Just
public,
like,
displays of affection.
Just like, it just makes me cringe. Like the clapping, like, I mean, yay. Thank you, essential workers. I'm very like grateful for you. But also it's just awkward because then people don't know when to stop. Like I was like, so when are we like just going to stop clapping for the essential workers? Like that seems kind of rude. We've been doing it every day and now all of a sudden we're not doing it. Like it's kind of, that's very fuckboy behavior of the citizens of New York, you know? Inconsistent.
I'm just thinking about how the baristas at the coffee shop have to keep giving me free coffee because it would be inconsistent.
Okay, so this is another tangent. I'm so sorry. This is off to a chaotic start, but it's funny. Savannah gets free coffee from her barista boyfriends.
Plural.
Plural, because there's two men that work at this coffee shop near our apartment, and they always give her free coffee because they love her. And we were talking today how she was like, it would be weird if they just like one day, like they have to do it every day now because they can't just randomly not give me free coffee anymore. I mean, I guess they could because they literally shouldn't. Yeah, just wanted to have Savannah share that quick little anecdote with y'all about the, how lit our neighborhood is, how on fucking fire it is in Hell's Kitchen. So yeah, like I said, talking about friendships today, but I want to do a little check-in. You know how we do it here. I just want to like update y'all and warm up into the episode on like what's going on in my thotty ass life. And by thotty ass life, honestly, not much. I think I've just been like, and I would say in the past 2 weeks, I've really just been like focusing on myself.
Focusing.
Been fucking myself, honestly. I've just been focusing on myself because I don't know. I think I'm entering that phase of like singlehood where I think I'm entering that phase of being newly single again where like the first month you need to like fuck a bunch of people to like get over your ex, and then you need to like take a little breather to be like, maybe I can't fuck my problems away. I don't know. I would say mental health wise, I'm doing pretty good. I would say like an 8 out of 10. I've been feeling pretty solid the past like week or two. I want to address an issue that sometimes my friends and I debate over, and I want to know how the thotties feel about it, but obviously share with you my unsolicited advice and how I feel about it. But it's the concept of double texting. Okay, so I have this friend, shout out. She has this guy that they hook up with. They hook up whenever they're like drunk or just like out. They'll like text each other and be like, hey, let's hook up. And like, she doesn't have any romantic interest in him. And he doesn't really, as far as I know, he doesn't have a like serious romantic interest in her. They just like to hook up. And she's always like, I want to hook up with him, but should I hit him with the double text? And I just want to like tell any of you thotties out there, if you are concerned about hitting specifically like a man with the double text, that is like a fear you should totally let go of. Okay, I am personally a big fan of double texting as someone who is a terrible texter and never responds. Savannah, can you attest that for me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not just like one of those people who's like, oh, I'm just so bad at texting. Like, I literally am terrible at texting.
Like, roast me. I'm literally her business manager, and so I have to text her like multiple times throughout the day and be like, hey, can we do this? Are we doing this? What's going on with this? And never get a response. You won't respond to my text messages, but you'll send me TikToks.
That's really what it is. Anyway, so point is, I'm a terrible texter, but I love to fucking double text. I'll triple text. I'll quadruple text. I will blow your shit up if I need to get some info from you. Like, if I need a response. Ask literally any of my exes. I'm just kidding. Yo, if my most recent ex heard this, he would be like, go fuck yourself. But that's only because if you ignite the crazy will come out. That's all I have to say about that. Anyway, I think especially in a situation where you're just trying to get some dick or you're just trying to get laid or whatever, like, what do you have to lose? You know what I mean? The way I think about it is, you already are not getting laid. It's not like you're gonna ruin your chances of getting laid by being like, hey, come fuck me. I mean, maybe don't say that, but you're not gonna ruin your chances because you already have nothing. It's like, let's say you find $5 in your pocket, in your coat pocket. It's like, cool, now I have $5. But like, you're not gonna be upset if you don't find a $5 bill because like, you didn't know you had it in the first place. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a similar concept. Mm-hmm. So it's like, be bold, hit them with that double text. Really, I mean, if you really wanna get to the point, if you send them the like, hey, what are you doing? And they don't respond. I mean, most people know if it's past a certain hour, they know what you want. Mm-hmm. But if they're clueless, you can just send them a picture of your pussy or something. Or you can just be like, I just called an Uber to your house. I'll be there in 10 minutes. I mean,
go bold.
I've done that.
Do what you gotta do.
I've done that quite a few times in my life. And it always works.
But also, like, know your worth. Like, if some guy doesn't want, like, to have sex, then like, his loss, and like, do your own thing. Like, you don't even need that type of energy in your life.
That's really true. If I'm like, ooh, maybe I'll hit them with a feeler text like, hey, what are you doing? Or like, where are you at? If they don't answer, I'm just like, okay, this was already a reach.
Yeah.
Like, you're lucky I hit you up in the first place.
Exactly. And like, you're lost.
Like, if you don't hit me back in a timely manner, it's not happening, love. You have to respond to me within the, like, next 45 minutes because chances are I'm already pretty drunk. So if you don't answer me, I'm gonna go home. But I think, like, if you're ever like, oh, like, should I wait to text them? I think don't overthink your text. Just say what you want to say, or don't say anything if you don't want to, you know? Mm-hmm. I just want to, like, reaffirm that for all my thotties out there. Like, literally, you have nothing to lose.
Literally.
All right, thotty. So I hope you feel warmed up into the episode this week. We are talking how to be a good friend, how to be a true fellow thought, you know? So let's fucking get it. How to be a good friend. Okay, number one, gas your friends up. Period. I said that on the podcast before. I'll say it again till the day I die. And learn how to gas your friends up in different ways. Like, for me, I've said this before, I'm a words of affirmation kind of person. Like, I love to verbalize how much I love my friends. Savannah, I know it makes you so uncomfortable. Savannah's like, please shut the fuck up. I'll just be like, you're so beautiful and smart and la 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 la. And she's like, okay, can you, like, please, I'm just stop. But you can show, like, your support, or like, gas your friends up, or let them know they look good in different ways. Like, I have multiple Instagram accounts. So I will gas my friends up by liking their photos on from all of my accounts. So that way they have more likes. That's a good way to gas your friends up. Another great way to gas your friends up is sometimes, again, on social media, if my friends post a fire ass post where they look hot, I will share it to my story and be like, look at my hot ass friends. And then all the thirsty guys who follow me will go follow my friends and like their photos, and then they get more likes. Like, I'm really trying to share the wealth and spread the love here. And honestly, like, I think the more important point I'm trying to make here is that you should always be in support of your friends and never think of your friends as competition. Like, that's so, oh God. I mean, you don't have to like be so kumbaya all the time, but like, your friends are beautiful. Like, they should know that. There's already like such a negative culture with like specifically women comparing themselves to other women because of misogyny, because of patriarchy. But gas your friends up. Don't be a stinky bitch.
But also, like, think about it from the other point of view. Like, everyone needs acceptance and attention. And think about, like, how you need that in your own way. And, like, what if your friend was doing that for you? Like, you should do it back for them. Like, think about, like, how good you would feel if your friend gassed you up. Why wouldn't you want to give that to your friends, too?
I will say, I had a friend before who, like, I would always give her compliments, but then she would, like, fish for compliments and be like, yeah, doesn't my ass just look amazing today? And I was like, yeah, girl, like, go off. Your booty looks great. And then, like, it got to be so much that I was just like, okay, you look good. We get it, you know? Which, oh, yeah. I know that contradicts everything I just said, but it was, like, the reason it felt different is because it felt like she thought she, like, physically was better than, like, the other people in our group of friends. And I was like, no. That's not what we're doing here. We're, like, celebrating each other. We're not, like, comparing ourselves to each other.
Right.
Like, she was a friend of mine who would, like, compare our bodies a lot. Like, she'd be like, my body looks like this, Christian, and yours looks like this. And I would be like, don't make comments about my body.
Right.
Unless you're like, you can celebrate that my body looks a certain way. But like, it wasn't even that she would say anything negative, but it was just like,
just like backhanded compliments.
It's just better to keep it positive, keep it light, and support your friends. Tip number two to how to be a good friend: don't yuck someone's yum. Okay, what does that mean? All right, I would just like to say, I know the type of men I like are ugly. I know they're ugly. You don't need to remind me, okay? I'll be like talking about like someone I'm talking to, like that I'm into, and they'll be like, oh, let me see a picture of them. I'm like, if it's a man, I'm like, just know they're ugly, because I don't need you to tell me that they're ugly. And there have been so many times in the past, not really with my current friends now, but I would show a picture of someone that I was dating or like talking to, and they'd be like, oh, they're not that cute, or you like them, or whatever. And I would be like, damn, don't yuck my yum. I know I have an acquired taste. Let me have my acquired taste, okay? And also, men are just ugly, so assume that if I'm attracted to men, that whoever I show, that's been I've seen so many people do that as a TikTok, where they're like, don't ask me to see the man I'm talking to, just know they're ugly. And I have been preaching that my whole life, because I like sleep deprived psychopaths. I like sleep deprived drug addicts. Those are the kind of people I'm attracted to. Mm-hmm. So Hannah, do you have a comment?
I would just... It makes it sound like I have a comment about the men. I don't care.
I didn't mean that. I mean, just in general, do you have commentary?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess it just, like, plays into the last thing that we said. And, like, don't bring other people down, especially, like, your friends. Like, if you're going to sit there and call them your friends, don't bring their energy down by saying, like, ew, he's so ugly. Like, if you have constructive, like, criticism, like, oh, I don't know if, like, he's the right personality for you. Or, like, do you see this going long term? Are you in it just to, like, fuck him? Because if you're in it to just fuck him, I'm going to be like, okay, do you get that dick? But like, if it's like long term, I'll be like, maybe like the personality isn't a good match.
Maybe something. He has a coke problem, babe. Like, maybe you shouldn't date him.
He seems a little toxic. Are you sure?
Maybe he's gaslighting you, babe.
Flag to me.
Yeah, like, it's one thing to be like, hey, this is a red flag I see in the person you're interested in, but to just be like, they're ugly, or they're not, I don't think they're good enough for you. Like, that's kind of stinky.
Right.
You should, like, at least give them a chance. You know, okay, my senior year of college, shout out to my old roommates. I lived with like 5 bad bitches in this like cute little townhouse at our school. And they would make fun of me because they would be like, Christian, you like pink dick. Because I date white guys. And none of them dated white guys. They also, all of them were non-white. And it was so funny because they would be like, yes, queen, you get your pink dick. Like, go off. And they genuinely meant it. And like, it was fun because it was lighthearted, but I never at any time did I actually like feel bad because I was like, wait, they're making fun of the person I like. You know what right. I mean?
Yeah, there's no judgment there.
Exactly. I will say though, if your friend is about to go home with somebody and you know they're like, let's say you're all drunk, it's been a fun GNO girls night out, and your girly bot bestie wants to go home with fucking Michael from fucking Murray Hill, and you know she's gonna regret it and she's gonna be like, oh my god, that guy was so ugly, why did I hook up with him? You can help her out, you can like try to stop her, but if she's like, no, I want to do this, then it's like you gotta let her do her thing. That is like that situation is the only time I think it's okay to stop someone. I remember specifically Savannah, one time freshman year of college, you and I went to Wayside together, the most trashy club in the middle of nowhere at our small ass college town in Michigan. We went there, we got blackout drunk. We were probably like, what, 18, 19?
Yeah.
Love the underage drinking. Love that for us. Okay, so this, I remember distinctly, I started making out with this guy and you grabbing me and be like, Christian, no. And I was like, what? And you were like, he's ugly, just don't. And you were like, you're gonna regret it. And I remember looking up and then like looking at him for a second and trying to like smudge my pure goggles clean and being like, oh, he is ugly. Yeah, she did me a favor. I never thanked you for that. Thank you.
I literally don't remember this. Oh, I remember at it all, vividly. But like, I can imagine myself saying every single word.
Yeah. You were just like, you're too cute for him.
I'm so happy I did that for you.
Because you're a real ass bitch. That's why.
But that's different because that's not coming from a place of like judgment on like your decisions. It's like coming or, from like, a place your taste. Of like,
it's like love you're drunk for and you. You're gonna regret that.
Yeah. Like, make better decisions in this moment.
Right. Okay, next one. Number three. If your friend invites you to an event or they're starting a new project or, you know, they're starting a new passion, you better support that bitch. Like, if you're a real friend, you gotta support them. I can't tell y'all how many times, listen, I've been doing theater my whole life. I get musical theater is fucking annoying especially to like some people who like don't know it. But I used to really downplay it, be like, oh yeah, you guys don't have to come to my show, like whatever. And it would be shows that I like have a lead in or some shit like that. And my friends would be like, no bitch, we're gonna come support you. Like, we want to come to your show. I did a musical about manatees, which it was honestly really cute and was a really good show. And I remember like a bunch of my friends came to see it because they were like, we want to come support you. And they were like, Loki was really cute and fun, but it was, you know, obviously intended for kids. I was like, wow, these really are my friends. Like, they really care about me and want to see me grow and support. All my real fucking friends, they listen to the Thought Topic. They keep up on it. And that's fucking cool because like being a podcaster is a fucking adventure trying to figure this shit out. You know, so I just think it's important. Like, if you want to be a good friend, show your friends your support. The only time you should not support your friend is if they're in one of those like network marketing. What are they called?
Oh my God.
What are they called, Savannah?
Like MLMs.
Yeah.
The pyramid scheme.
Yeah. If you have a friend doing that, if you want to be a good friend, you tell them to cut that shit out.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I do not want your hair care product. Like, it is just not for me.
I know we haven't talked in a while, but like, have you ever noticed your hair looks like shit? Do you want to buy all this shit from me and then sign up for my company?
I know the last time I talked to you was like when I called you a stupid bitch, but your hair isn't looking too great. Let me give you this product. I'll give you a discount. Don't worry.
Right. No. If your friend's doing an MLM, is it MLN?
MLM, I think.
MLM. Oh, multi-level marketing.
Yeah, we're smart bitches. Yeah, we got this.
Yeah. God damn it. If a friend is doing a multi-level marketing, aka a pyramid scheme, you can be a good friend by telling them to cut that shit out. Period. Tip number four to being a good friend. Block their ex. Let me say this. Block their ex on social media, but still look at their shit from a Finsta. The trick behind it is to have the whole squad block them so they can't see what you're doing. But if you want to keep tabs on them, you have your friends look at them from a Finsta.
Yes.
You following me?
I'm following. But as the friend, make sure that the other person with the ex, like, they asked for it. Like, be careful about, like, just shooting things at them.
Yes.
About the exes. Because they're probably trying to move on and grow and, like, stop being around all that toxic shit. And you're just like...
at me.
And you're just, like, telling that person, like, all about their ex-boyfriend and, like, just bringing them down, maybe. I don't know. So just, I mean, like, be careful.
I know for me, like, I specifically told my friends, like, hey, with my most recent breakup, I'm like, hey, listen, like, I don't want to know what this person's doing. So, like, just don't tell me.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Which has been, like, really helpful to me. But I just think also... a good rule of thumb is, like, if your friend doesn't like somebody, then you don't like them either. You know, mm-hmm. You're not going to go be besties with your friend's ex. That's fucked up. I'm sorry. We'll touch on that when we talk about friendship breakups later. But yeah, I think it's just, like, it's showing loyalty. Right. I think is the, like, baseline to this tip.
Right. And that's why I was, like, saying, like, make sure that the friend asks. You know?
Yeah.
That's loyalty. That's like, that's like, loyalty. Yeah, I got you, sis. I'll tell you every stupid shit that he's doing, you know?
Like, yeah. If you ask. I'm not gonna, like, report though just to, like, be messy and, like, stir shit up in you, you know? Don't bring in that negativity. Okay. The last tip on how to be a good friend is to communicate your boundaries # respectfully. Savannah and I are really good at this because I am crazy and I like to be crazy all the time. So I'll be like, Savannah, I'm gonna go do this. You wanna come? And Savannah will be like, no, I don't wanna do that, but have fun. And it's great because then I don't have to question how she feels. She doesn't feel like she has to lie and be like, oh yeah, I want to come, but like this, this, and this. We just respect each other's boundaries. I tell my friend sometime, like, hey, listen, I really need to focus on work right now, or I have an audition due on Friday. I can't hang out tonight, or I'll text you later, or I'll call you later because I need to focus on this right now. Mm-hmm. Like, most of my friends know not to hit me up on a Thursday night because they know I'm scrambling last minute editing Thought Topic to get it uploaded by Friday.
But in the same way, like, not even just, like, explaining your boundaries for, like, why you can't do certain things, but, like, also, like, emotional-wise. Like, if you're going through a lot of shit right now and, like, say, like, you're working on your mental health and your friend is, like, constantly bringing you down, like, maybe that's time to, like, reestablish your boundaries with that person and be like, hey, I really love you and I care for you, but, like, I'm in this place right now, and so I can't always be there for you 100% in that moment.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's been a lot of times I've had to say, like, listen, I love you and I support you and I understand, like, you're going through a hard time right now, but, like, I just, like, don't have the emotional energy to deal with this because I'm also going through this, mm-hmm. you know? And I've had people say that to me before too. I think it's just, like, it's hard to, like, be honest, but that's where the # respectfully comes in, you know?
Explain, like, where you're coming from.
Or, like, and, like, I'm gonna cut you off because, like, you're not respecting my boundaries when you never communicated them in the first place, sis. You know what I mean?
Yikes.
Tea. We'll get into that. That's a pretty good segue into kind of transitioning into friendship breakups, which we'll talk about in a second, is, like, if you feel like you constantly are communicating your boundaries to your friends and they're not respecting them, like, if your friends like to drink a lot and you're like, hey, I don't want to drink, and they don't encourage, like, your, like, lifestyle, then that's when you can renegotiate, like, your friendship with them. Like, okay, can I still be friends with them, but, like, not drink around them or not see them as much and still feel like I have a good relationship with them? Or do I need to cut ties completely? Like, that's when you renegotiate the contract, right? The rules of the friendship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because friendships are at different levels. Like, mm-hmm. You have, like, your best friends, you have, like, your regular friends, and you have your acquaintances. Or, right. Like, if you're thinking of, like, a theater, you got, like, your front row, the second row, the third row. Mm-hmm. And you gotta figure out, like, what level people are on and what boundaries you have with them to, like, figure out where they are, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a good way to navigate it too. So ultimately, being a good friend is just not having negative energy around you and just, like, being honest.
Yeah.
You know, if you take away anything from this chaos of a list, being a good friend is being an accountable person, a reliable person, but also just, like, having fun too. I don't know. I feel like there's such, like, a weird stigma between, like, knowing how to navigate a friendship because, like, we're not taught to value our friendships the way that we value, like, romantic relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that that's changing because I think it's important. It's good practice too. for your romantic relationship. Honestly, I think that this is a good cohesive list. Just to reiterate, gas your friends up. Don't yuck someone's yum. If your friend invites you to something, you support that bitch. Block their ex, but follow them on a Finsta. And lastly, communicate your boundaries respectfully. On that note of communicating your boundaries, you know, let's say you have a friend and things are not going well. As sad as we get, as hard as it may be, sometimes you have to end a friendship with somebody. So what's a thought of you to do? Like, how do you end a friendship breakup? With a relationship, it's easy because, like, you know, most of the time when you break up with somebody, you can say, hey, we are not dating anymore. You are no longer my boyfriend or girlfriend or partner. So the things that we normally do and the way that we normally communicate aren't gonna happen anymore. And typically you're on the same page about that, right? I think that's where it gets confusing for friendships, you know, because it's like, sometimes endings of friendships don't always have that. Sometimes they end in a big blowout fight and then they're never resolved and then it is what it is. So Savannah and I have a fun story to tell. And I think it's like, it's our own experience on how to navigate a like friendship breakup, but from like the opposite ends, like one of them ending in a big blowout fight and one of them ending kind of like passively. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to talk about that with y'all today and help you navigate how to end a friendship. When Savannah and I were in college and we became friends, we were also friends with a third girl and we both had a falling out with her, but at different times and for different reasons. And like low key, you and I weren't really even talking when like you guys had a falling out. Mm-hmm. So it was like completely like our own relationship. It wasn't like a group thing. But the reason we're using this as an example is to like help kind of like blur the line between like a good healthy way of ending a friendship and like what the benefits are to like communicating versus like kind of like letting go and being passive. So we're gonna get into the nuances of it. But ultimately what happened what should we call her? Let's call her Person C. So there's me and Savannah, and then there's Person C. So Person C, her and I were friends freshman year, and I was dating this guy from high school, and then we dated most of my freshman year of college, and we broke up. Whenever I reference College Bay, that is not who I'm talking about, but whatever. Just wanted to put that context in there. So this guy I was dating, we had a pretty ugly breakup, and then things were like kind of not good between us for a while. And Person C, this girl, she really like helped me through it, and we all used to live together too. So ultimately, like what ended up happening, long story short, she started dating my ex-boyfriend. At first, like avoided me about it, like she was trying to like pull away, and there are other reasons that contributed to our friendship kind of like leading up to this point. But ultimately she started like dating my ex, and I was probably like 19 or 20 at the time, and 19 and 20 year old Christian did not know how to communicate her feelings, so she fucking lost her mind and like cursed this girl out. And so we had a really big falling out. I was like, fuck you, like that's not okay, what is wrong with you? I like really like laid into this girl. While there was a definitive ending to our friendship, it did like have a lot of like, I did kind of feel trauma from it post friendship, because I was like, damn, this person I like perceived to be really close with, like was I actually close with? And I like did a lot of reflection to think like, oh, maybe there are signs that like we weren't as close as maybe I like thought it was. And not that that's on me necessarily, but I think it's important to like recognize that I don't have to like blame myself for everything that happened or like blame her completely. But I didn't have that perspective at that age. I just thought I was like, oh no, everything's completely her fault. Like, fuck her. And like, yeah, she did do a lot of wrong in that situation. I mean, she literally was dating my ex-boyfriend. But I think the point I'm trying to make here is that like, because I thought of it as so like right or wrong, I held on to the anger for a long time when it wasn't really like helping me to hang on to that anger. And eventually I got over it and I didn't give a fuck anymore. I remember it like really did fuck me up for a while, you know? And so like, that's one example of like a friendship like fully falling out and like me totally going off on her and cursing her out and thinking like it was gonna soothe me when it like didn't totally soothe me.
So essentially, like, I thought that like we were still friends and everything was fine. Like, we weren't as close as like we used to be at the very beginning, because we had a falling out after she broke up with said ex-boyfriend. We like were still friends and I thought like everything was fine, and I would like constantly like reach out and be like, hey, let's do this, hey, let's go do that, or hey, what's up,
how are you doing? And then like slowly but surely, I just like stopped getting responses. So I just kind of like realized that the friendship was over. There was nothing said or done that like made it actually end, except for the fact that like she just stopped. I know it was hard for me just because I didn't realize that there was anything wrong with the friendship. And so it was like, what did I do wrong? Like, what happened here? And I never really got any closure with the situation, which kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm just like, I don't give a shit. But like at the time, like I remember it also fucking me up because I was like, I thought everything was fine. Like, what did I do wrong? Like thinking it was me, and like it still could have been. I literally have no idea.
It wasn't communicated to me. So therefore, how can I learn from the situation?
Exactly.
But like, I think the point I'm trying to make here is that like navigating the end of a friendship is hard. And so I think what Savannah and I both have taken away, like by talking about our experiences to each other, honestly, the best way to handle it is the same way you would as a like romantic breakup, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you can say, hey, I mean, you don't have to fully curse someone out like how 19-year-old Christian did, but you can say like, I feel like I have done this and this and this, and you know what? Like, I just don't think I can be friends with you anymore, or like, because of X, Y, and Z, we can no longer be friends. So like, I need to distance myself, and I'm sorry, but like, it is what it is.
Right, like explain what your boundaries are. Like Exactly like what we were saying earlier is like, if your boundary is like to the point where like, you just can't have that person in your life anymore, then it is what it is. Like you gotta figure that out, but you gotta communicate with them. Like let them know that that's the thing. So that way they're not like, oh, okay, that person like hates me now, I guess. Like I don't really know what happened. Like, they should know at least.
Yeah, totally. You know, okay, so I had a thought when you said that. I think it's more effective to like say what your boundary is versus like giving someone an ultimatum.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, like for example, let's say like your friend has a significant other you can't stand. Like you hate them.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, you can't be like, you need to break up with this person or I'm not going to be your friend anymore. Because like, they're probably not going to break up with them. I think like a better way of doing it is like, hey, your relationship with this person is like affecting me because XYZ, like whatever your reason may be, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. then that's like more of like a conversation and how you can renegotiate your boundaries. And maybe at the end of it, you find out like, hey, maybe we just can't be friends right now.
Right.
Like it's okay for the, like, if you think about your relationships almost like a business deal, I guess like if you want to take the emotion out of it, like you can negotiate the logistics of the contract.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like just say like, we have been hanging out way too much lately and I just like need some time on my own. Kind of thing. Like you can say that and you're still friends and like you guys know that you're still friends and eventually you'll hang out again, just like not like right away. Or you could be like, hey, like I don't think that I can be friends with you anymore, and like you guys are like, the friendship is actually over.
Yeah,
you know?
And you just say that instead of like, you know what I mean, instead of just being like, you better do this Or I'm out of here. Because like, I can't really think of a situation where an ultimatum like really works. Even when you think of like the most extreme examples with like addicts.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, think about like every single movie or TV show that you've ever watched when they've given an ultimatum. Has it ever worked? No. Has anyone ever responded well to any of them? No.
No one has ever had an ultimatum and was like, you know what?
You're so right.
You're darn right, ma'am. What's that?
You're darn.
What's that thing that white people say where they're like, well, smack my ass and call me, like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not that white.
No,
on the scale
no, you're
of
not.
Whiteness to white, I'm not that white.
Listen, okay, so Dax Shepard, one of my favorite podcasters, he has this thing with like one of his other famous friends. I don't remember. It's like a group of them. I don't remember who it is, but he has this thing called the soul spectrum,
mm-hmm.
which isn't inherently related to race, but it's just about like how cool you are or how much soul you have.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, everyone I hang out with has to be at least like a 7 on the soul spectrum, and I feel like that's how I am with my friends. And except for me, it's like how white you are. Like if you're super white, like, oh, like how compatible we'd be as friends, because not, or you know what, if you are white and you own it, like not in like a racist kind of way, but if you're like, yeah, I know I'm corny and I don't care, then mm-hmm. it's like, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, just wanted to throw that tangent in there. It made sense in my head, whatever. Anyway, so I think thought tip of the week, when it comes to navigating friendships and how to end a friendship breakup, think about it in the way that you would navigating a romantic relationship. Like, know what your boundaries are, negotiate the contract, and decide if you can keep that person in your life or not, because it's important to keep to protect your peace, but also you can be respectful in the process of it.
Right. And you never know, like, maybe those boundaries will be renegotiated in the future and you guys will be fine.
All right, Thoughty, that is all I have for you this week. But before we go, we have to do everyone's favorite segment, Thought Anthem of the Week. A thought anthem is a song that makes you feel empowered, sexy, all the bad bitch energy cultivated into one playlist by yours truly. So the thought anthem of this week is pretty self-explanatory given, you know, the fucking topic this week. But it is Best Friend by Sweetie featuring Doja Cat. That's my best friend. I can't think of the words right now, but I love that song. It's a great song. It's really fun to dance and vibe out to. So that is what we are jamming to this week, y'all. You can see a very cringy TikTok of me dancing to it. I think it'll be up by the time this episode goes up. So go look at it on the TikTok and Instagram. Anyway, that is all I have for y'all this week. So thanks for tuning in. If you want to support Thought Topic, please rate us 5 stars, subscribe to our show, and share with a friend, and leave a review. If you don't like the show, keep that to yourself. If you want to follow us, our social media is at The Thought Topic. There is a 0 in thought. If you'd like to follow me, I am at Cresh Tun Sanchez. That is CreshTunSanchez. Our theme music is by Sater Music. That is my brother, Pierce Sanchez. So shout out to Pierce. The Thought Topic is managed by Savannah Rose. You can find her at XO Savannah Rose on Instagram, Twitter. You know the vibes. Anyway, that's all I have for you this week. So thanks again for tuning in, y'all. Make sure you check out that website. Make sure you sign up to that newsletter. And I will see you all next time. Mwah!